Good morning. I'm glad to see that we had a really good turnout this morning for what I would call the newest industry that's coming to Clinton, Iowa. For those of you that might not be familiar with this building through the years has had many different uses. It started out as Inland Homes, which was a modular house wall construction home types business similar to the modular homes they build today. It moved on to become a garment factory. It was the one that I probably remember the most. It was here for quite a while. And then it went on to become Rose's Wood Products. They made water beds. And for the last 10 years, this building has actually been vacant other than it was used as a warehouse. There's only been one employee in it for the last 10 years. And today, that's the most exciting part of this, is this building is going to go back and have employees working in it, which is the greatest thing for Clinton to be occurring right now. Is we have an existing structure, and we have a new industry coming to Clinton, Iowa, and it's going to employ people. And today I would like to welcome EnviroVision Technology. They are headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the company started in March of 2011. I'm happy to say that they've chosen Clinton, Iowa to open their second facility. EnviroVision Technologies is a plastic recycling company focusing on recycling post-industrial product material, including polyethylene, propylene, polystyrene, and ABS materials. Now, I know, Rich, you're probably familiar with a few of those products. They also specialize in buying, recycling, and selling these post-industrial plastics. They serve the following industries: automotive, retail, grocery, distribution centers, bakeries, pipe and foundry, and waste and recycling. And to tell you more about EnviroVision Technologies, I would like to introduce and welcome to Clinton the managing partner, Brandon Beaver. Brandon?
Good morning. We're glad to be in Clinton, Iowa. To give you a little overview of the company, there's three partners, myself, David Springs, and Jessica Leitner. We're headquartered in North Carolina. We decided to come to Clinton because we knew that we needed to be from Des Moines east of the state for transportation. Interstate 35 and Interstate 80 was very key for us. The facility was available here. It met all of our needs from a power, water, and a space criteria. We started this process in July. We moved pretty quick, being almost up and going. Next week, we should be, really starting to manufacture out of this site. The community, everyone here has been great. They've welcomed us with open arms. It's made the process a lot easier and a lot smoother. We'll start it here with about 10 employees. We plan to grow that probably by midsummer next year. We expect our employee base to be approximately double, around 20. In North Carolina, we run with about 30 employees, and these are just plant employees. So we expect to grow it very fast, and we look forward to working with the community to help us build this business. It's a family-owned business. We run it that way. We're a very tight-knit group, so we plan to do the same thing here in Clinton, Iowa. Thanks.
Thank you, Brandon. Next, I'd like to introduce Rich Phelan. He is currently the chairman of the Clinton Regional Development Corporation.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to acknowledge the mayor and all of our public partners that are here this morning. We have several council members with us, and I'm probably going to forget somebody, but I'll look around the room. Julie Allacy, Lynn McGraw, Tom Detterman, Ed O'Neill. Who am I missing? I guess that's it. Thank you all for being here. Clinton Regional Development Corporation represents about 150 public and private investors, and we are very proud of our public-private partnership. Clinton County and all the government partners in Whiteside County and also here in Iowa. Our strategic plan is to leverage the assets we have in this community to build new jobs and retain the jobs that we currently have. We look forward to working with EnviroVision Technologies as one of our new partners, and we're excited to hear about this growth today. My message to all of us and to the public in general is that we need new jobs in Clinton, Iowa, and Clinton, Iowa is open for business. Thank you, Mayor.
And next, I'd like to introduce Dennis Lauber. He is a partner with Howes & Jeffries Realtor and is the broker that helped bring EnviroVision Technologies to Clinton.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to make the comment that everything came together and worked here the way it should in Clinton, Iowa. Everybody worked as a team, worked in a positive manner with each other. When Brandon and his team had questions, I went to the appropriate folks at the city of Clinton. There were some issues or questions, I should say, about the building, operational questions related to zoning, related to building use, related to land use. And city staff responded terrifically and was able to provide those answers. There were questions about workforce. And Clinton Regional Development Corporation responded quickly with the exact right information I was able to send on to the folks working on behalf of the of EnviroVision Technologies. So I'll echo what was said. We welcome them into the community and look forward to them being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. And last, I'd like to introduce Julie Alessi. She's the first ward council person. This building is in her ward.
Well, first of all, I want to say on behalf of all of us, welcome to Iowa and welcome to Clinton. I know that you have a connection in Iowa and Green, Iowa, and that's probably one of the reasons that you're here. We're happy that you are here, and in my ward particularly, you join an elite group of manufacturers, probably producing the highest economic impact in the city of Clinton. So welcome. We look forward to meeting you, seeing you in as we roll forward and you reach your successes.
Thank you, Julie. And now I think probably the most important part of the meeting is we're going to open this up to questions, and then we'll Brandon's going to give you a little show of what the equipment is here. But I'm sure the questions are not going to be directed toward me. They're probably directed toward Brandon if he'd like to come back up here. He can probably better explain the process of what goes on in this building. No. That's one of the nice things about this whole project. Since it was an existing building, there was no need for a TIF. There was no need for a tax incentive. All the infrastructure is already here. So, any questions?
Where are you going to get your products? Yeah. You talk about recycling plastics. Are you going to take over recycling? You're going to buy it from the solid waste agency?
Yeah, our major markets. That brought us to this area are Minneapolis, Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Dallas. So we'll be pulling, our materials that we'll recycle from all those various areas up into this location to be recycled. So your waste hauling groups will buy from material recycling facilities. You have one actually here in Clinton also. Pallet manufacturers, as an example. All the plastics groups in this area, they'll have, plastic waste. So we plan to be in contact with them as well. Pipe manufacturers also. You've got a really big pipe manufacturer here in Iowa. It's not in Clinton, but it is in Iowa. So that's one of our customers, and we have a lot of customers that are up in this area as well in the Midwest that we'll be shipping our products to.
Councilmember O'Neill, do you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. Aside from all the management gifts, I know you're a superstar. Do you have some idea of the wage scale that the average employee is going to be making?
We're starting our workers out a few dollars above the minimum wage scale, so it'll it'll range anywhere from $10 to $18 area.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Sorry, couldn't hear you.
Hopefully, this time next year, our goals are to employ approximately 30 people. That's anticipating the volume we think we're going to be doing at this plant. Right now, we've got right at 10 employees, and as Brandon had said earlier, that'll increase fairly quickly into the spring at about 20, and then it'll progress from there. It may spike higher. We definitely hope it does. But our projections right now, we're aiming within the next 12 months to be at around 30.
These are full-time jobs?
Yes, ma'am.
Once you guys process the stuff, then is it then sent out to be remanufactured somewhere else, or will we do some of that here also?
Right now, we don't have any plans to do any of that here. All of our materials, they go to customers that will make new plastic products with them.